Our musical guests tonight are two of the top comics out in Hollywood. You know them well, Martin and Lewis. Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. We're going to talk first to Jerry Lewis. How are you, Jerry?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
That's good. How's Minneapolis?
Well, just peachy. We've been pricking along very nicely all summer.
Did the snow leave?
Well, it's August. There's still a trace of it, of course.
That's terrific.
Say, Jerry, we've heard rumors that you're working so hard that you're all worn out. How is your health?
My health?
Yeah.
Well, I left it at home today. Yeah, my health is fine now. My back is still giving me a little trouble, but physically I'm going to be very bad.
How old are you now, Jerry?
I'm 26, and they doubt if I'll see 27, but I'm going to have a ball until then.
I know what you mean. Say, what are you doing out in Hollywood at the present time?
We're working on a picture now called Scared Stiff for Hal Wallace.
Well, you're still working on your home movies, though, aren't you?
My home movies? Yes,
yeah.
We're doing a satire on Singing in the Rain, and we're calling it Humming in the Sun.
You're going to have a Hollywood-type premiere, are you?
Yes, we're going to have a private preview.
Say, Jerry, all of us out here saw you on the Bob Hope, Bing Crosby Olympic marathon. Was that a lot of work?
There was no work. We both went on cold. We didn't plan on being on the show until the day of the show. There was no rehearsing. We went on cold and did whatever we felt like.
You mean you did that whole thing without a script then?
The whole thing was ad-lib.
You know, it looked at one time as though you were about to pull off Crosby's toupee. Is that right?
If he stood there, I'd have pulled it off.
Well, say, let's talk about your recordings for a moment now. You're recording for Capitol now, aren't you?
Yes, we, Dean and I both are recording for Capitol, and we have releases coming out every other week.
One of your, out of your recent releases, which one would you like to do for us now?
I Can't Carry a Tune.
All right, let's hear that one right now.
She was a star with her tra-la-la-la-la. My father played violin in Petersburg, Russia. He went so far as to fiddle for the czar.
Well, we're going to leave Martin and Lewis for just a moment, and I want to talk to you folks now. Does your family have a meeting of the Executive Council on about the third or fourth of the month after you towed up the bills that came in? You and the missus kind of scratch around looking for where all the money went last month, looking to where you might trim things down or cut corners on unnecessary expenses and luxuries. I think that happens to most of us much of the time, don't you? And I'm sure that everybody is in favor of economy these days, trying to save a little money for the future. But by all means, you want to be careful not to be penny-wise and pound-foolish. One thing for sure, you just can't afford to cut corners on your hospital, surgical, medical protection. And I think that's especially true if you're fortunate enough to have Minnesota Blue Cross Blue Shield. Because it is a nonprofit organization, Minnesota Blue Cross Blue Shield gives you substantially more benefits for every dollar you pay in. Except for reserves and nominal administrative expenses, Blue Cross Blue Shield actually pays every cent back to you Blue Cross Blue Shield subscribers in the form of hospital, surgical, medical benefits. And that's why so many, many folks who really have studied the various health plans are so enthusiastic about Minnesota Blue Cross Blue Shield. You know that Blue Cross Blue Shield offers you much more. And that's why we say no matter how tight your budget is, you just can't afford to be without the complete protection Blue Cross Blue Shield gives. It's worth more because it gives more. Well, now let's get back to our musical guests for tonight, Martin and Lewis. Well, Jerry, if you don't mind now, I'd like to talk to Dean Martin for just a minute.
All right, here he is, Cedric. Dean Martin waiting.
Sed?
Yeah, how are you?
How do you feel?
Oh, fine. How are you?
Crazy.
I know it.
How are things there in St. Paul?
Well, let's not forget the second twin.
I know, the twin old city.
Yeah, that's better.
The theater still there?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Oh, the flood didn't wash it away.
No. Well, what are your plans after you finish the movie you're in now?
In the fall, we're just going to go down to, first we're going down to the Dallas Fair around September and do for 16 days down there. And then we're coming back and do a picture around December, our own picture, probably called The Caddy. You know, it's a golf story.
I can hear a lot of background noises. Where are you and Jerry speaking from now? Your dressing room?
Yes, we're right now in our dressing room.
What's the name of the movie you're working on now?
Well, there's a little thing called Scared Stiff. It's about, a few gangsters, and I think that I have shot someone, but I haven't. And we're going on an island, going to a haunted house, and we have a couple zombies, and they scare the hell out of us, you know, and so on and so forth.
How do you guys get along with your writers?
Well, they're drunk all the time, that's all.
Do you use the same writers for your movies as you do for television and radio?
They're all right. Yeah, we have our own writers on this script, and it's a very good thing for both Jerry and I. We're always together in every scene, and we do a lot of, all that crazy stuff.
Well, you know, we know that all of those little sketches that you use and those little odd bits aren't written. What's your secret for being able to throw in all of that spontaneous humor?
Well, we don't know. We just thank the good Lord that he gave us the ability to be able to throw in all that stuff, you know?
Well, you certainly do a miraculous job of it. Say, let's talk about your recordings for a minute, Dean. Do you have any recent releases?
Yeah, I just recorded a tune called You Belong to Me, which we think will be a big hit. And we just found out today that my latest recording called Oh Marie is fourth in the nation.
Which one would you want? Which one do you want to do now?
I'd much rather you play Oh Marie.
All right, we'll do that right now. Well, thank you very much, Dean. We've certainly enjoyed having you with us. Well, we're going to talk to Jerry Lewis for a moment again. Are you there, Jerry?
Hello, Sid.
Hey, Jerry, how did you and Dean get together originally?
We started in Atlantic City 6 years ago. I was doing a single, and they wanted another act, and I recommended Dean because he was my pal, and he was a big hit, and we wound up doing a double. We still don't know how it worked.
Well, last year was your biggest year financially, wasn't it?
Last year was our biggest year, but this year will be even bigger.
Well, now, of all the things you do, Jerry, what takes up most of your time?
Pictures and television.
Are you going to do your television show again this year?
Yeah, but we're on radio this fall for Chesterfield again, and we're doing a big show.
Do you ever have any trouble with the other members of the cast?
No, we don't. We fool around a lot, but nothing I can put my finger on.
Wouldn't you like to pick another tune for us now, Jerry?
Yeah, Crazy Words.
Crazy Words?
Right.
Crazy words, crazy tune. He'll be driving me crazy soon. Bo-do-dee-o, bo-do-do-dee-o-do. Abraham Lincoln at Gettysburg.
Well, thanks very much, Jerry, for being with us tonight. We've really enjoyed it.
Right, Cedric.
And say,
we'll be seeing you soon.
Yeah, thank Dean for us, too, will you?
Okay, nice talking to you.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye, Cedric.